And let's talk more about the events in Newtown with Cokie Roberts, who joins us most Mondays. Good morning, Cokie.
Hi, David.
You know, you could in the woman at the end of Roberts' piece there, you could really hear the emotion last night. It was a powerful speech from the president. He talks about using the power of his office to try to prevent more tragedies. I mean, what do you think he actually means by that?
Well, proponents of gun control are hoping that what he means is that he's ready to get behind a new ban on assault weapons. And even if he's not, they're prepared to go forward with a bill. California Senator Dianne Feinstein said so yesterday on NBC.
It will ban the sale, the transfer, the importation, and the possession, not retroactively, but prospectively. And it will ban the same for big clips, drums, or strips of more than 10 bullets.
Senator Feinstein, of course, came to office as mayor of San Francisco after her predecessor was shot down, and she shepherded the last ban on those assault weapons through Congress in 1993. But, David, that ban expired in 2004 and has never been renewed.
Okay, so we have a Democratic senator who's pushing the ban again. I mean, we should say that polls show the country so divided, with a lot of people not believing in stricter gun control. I mean, is that why Congress hasn't re-upped the ban?
Public opinion definitely has shifted. After the Kennedy shootings, it was very much for gun control, and it has shifted. And Democrats, starting with President Clinton, became convinced that their votes for that ban, that assault weapons ban, cost them the majority in the House in 1994. Now, there's not a lot of evidence to support that. There were a lot of other things going on. But it became an article of faith among Democrats that saying the word gun would get them in trouble. And the National Rifle Association has done everything it can to reinforce that view. It's a single issue. They brook no exceptions, even with the police officers of America are lined up against them. And they've succeeded in recent years in loosening gun laws around the country, allowing more concealed weapons and allowing them in more places.
This is a horrific tragedy. It is not the first such tragedy involving gun violence. This year, I mean, but do you see something changing from the events in Newtown? Is there any reason to believe that advocates of an assault weapons ban have a better chance of succeeding this time?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have said so before Friday, but this is a particularly horrific event. What appears to be presidential resolve now might change things. There's another very important factor here, David, and that's the number of women now in Congress. When the assault weapons ban passed before, only 23% of Republican men voted for it, but 67% of Republican women did. And on the Democratic side, 89% of women went for the ban, compared to only 72% of men. We now have the highest number of women ever in Congress, so it could make a difference. But we should say that this tragedy not only has us talking once again about guns, but also about mental illness and the woefully inadequate ways we deal with that in this country. We heard that woman in Robert's piece talking about video games.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything comes of it, but it's definitely useful to have policymakers thinking about it.
It's amazing how an event can totally change the conversation. We were just thinking about the deficit deadline, that the fiscal cliff last week leading into Friday. I mean, is this going to impact those discussions somehow?
You know, I think it could. I think that when the country is so focused on something, I mean, at church yesterday, it was all people could deal with. And the sense of being so affected might make the politicians feel like they have to be grown-ups. And I think that you know, now see that Speaker Boehner is ready to take the debt ceiling off the table for a year. That comes after his offer to raise tax rates for millionaires. There were talks over the weekend among staff. I think that there's a breakthrough likely here, and the president is in a stronger position, so movement is likely.
All right. Political commentator Cokie Roberts, it is always good to be with you. You can hear her most Mondays right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.